has been an awakening. Have you felt it? The dark side. And the light.
The Force Awakens trailer has premiered, and we've both seen it, and we have not talked about this at all together. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off right now. Corey, what'd you think?
It was incredible. I was ecstatic. I mean, my heart raced. I got excited. The music cues are perfect. Everything was dead on. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Wow. I'm just so, this is just a really emotional day for some reason. And this is the time we're recording this. It's Black Friday. We already had an opening for our show where we talked about the fact that the trailer was going to come out. It was going to come out in theaters. And at the time we recorded, we had no idea it was going to come out online. And so then you and I were talking about if we did have the opportunity to see it online or on, you know, our phones or computers, what would we do? And we both said we'd rather see it in the theater. But, you know, we didn't know how we'd feel when it came out. We both couldn't wait.
Yeah.
So here's what I did. I woke up this morning and for Black Friday shopping with my son, and we went out and got a bunch of stuff. And I'm checking Twitter, of course, I'm waiting in lines and doing all this. And it's out. And I see everybody's refreshing and waiting. And you know, like Jawa James and a bunch of our awesome friends that are just diehard fans like we are, they stayed up so long waiting to see it. We finally get to see it. So the first time I saw it, I was sitting in my car on my phone, broke all my rules. And while I'm watching it, you were texting me, so it kept freezing the picture, saying, hey.
Perfect technology.
Right? My initial thoughts, I haven't even officially said I loved it, but there's still a part of me that just doesn't know what to think. And I did something I haven't done since we started a podcast. I didn't tweet. I didn't put anything on Facebook. Part of me just wanted to feel like a little kid who didn't know what the internet was because it didn't exist when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And just sort of be with my thoughts. I haven't read anyone's theories or heard what anyone thinks about who the characters are or anything like that. I'm just sort of sitting back. And honestly, I've only watched it a couple of times so far because I'm just sort of marinating it and going over it in my head. What are some of the things that – tell me about your experience when you watched it.
Yeah, I mean – I popped up this morning and was getting going. I knew it was going to debut today, and I was curious what time it was going to come out, and I didn't really know. I saw a couple people that said 10:30 or 10:15 or something like that, and I was like, I'll just jump online and just see what's going on. So the hubbub is, you know, and all of a sudden, boom, it was up. Like, instantly, I was like, whoa, it's available. So I like...
You were not that low-key, though.
No, I was like, I was kind of like shocked that it was online. I was like, oh, I probably won't get to it. It'll be super slow loading up on the iTunes website. You know, I felt like it popped right up. It worked for me. I paused it and like let the load time load up so I wouldn't have any, you know, freeze moments. And I just kind of took a breath. I was like, okay, I guess I'll just start it because I didn't know what else to do. So I started it and I was there watching it. And like,
who are you with?
Myself.
Okay.
I had my headphones on, but for some reason, my volume on my headphones was super loud. I didn't know that. And so
I think
the music
it was just a loud, like, I noticed that too. Like, it was just booming in my car stereo. And I thought, wow, this is on. This is serious.
Yeah. But so I watched it one time through and I was just like, wow. I just, like you, like, there's no words to describe that feeling of no matter where you watched it, just because you're a Star Wars fan, you're like, I can't wrap my mind around anything that's going on right now. So I was like, okay, I got to get my kids down here and watch this and experience with them. So here's how the story went. My kids are upstairs eating breakfast. I said, guys, come downstairs. I got to show you something. And popped open the screen again and made it full screen on my iMac. And, you know, as they're like, what is it? You know, cause, you know, trying to get them to see it. I wasn't going to say anything. So turned it on. And like I closed my office door so that we could kind of get the audience of the whole feel of it.
Yeah.
And it was just my three boys. And all of a sudden there was a knock on my door and I was like, what's that? So I opened the door real fast and it was my daughter. I was like, oh, sure. Perfect. She can watch it too. She's a little younger. She's only three. So I didn't know. I thought, oh, sure, she can watch it. Why not? So we're sitting there watching it. And my kids are like, oh, and excited. They kind of realize what it is. And John Boyega pops up and all of a sudden my daughter goes, well, I'm hungry. Goodbye. And leaves the room. So it was hilarious. We had a good laugh, and kids are awesome. And they had just as many questions as I did. So yeah,
it was like I was overcome with excitement that was just so palpable. Like literally, I could feel my heart pounding out of my chest. And I said to Parker, "Dude, my heart's pounding." And he goes, "Why?" I said, "Because it's Star Wars." And then we open up to the desert landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a part of me, and this is just me, I need to get over it. I was watching and I thought, oh my gosh, the anticipation's over. I'm about to see footage of The Force Awakens, mm-hmm, Star Wars Episode 7. Yep. And there was a teeny part of me that was a little sad because I just love that anticipation. I love it. I mean, I haven't seen the movie. I've seen, what, 5-10 seconds really of actual footage.
Right.
So I watched it. And let's just kind of go through the scenes really quickly off of memory. First thing we see is that little droid, right?
No, the first thing we see is the desert landscape. And,
oh, of course, the landscape.
And the voiceover.
And John Boyega
The voiceover.
That sinister voiceover that...
We don't know who that is yet.
We don't know who that is, and maybe other people online have, but I didn't look. As I said, I didn't look at what other people were speculating. I don't know. I mean, I have theories that it's one of the actresses that's in the film. Duh. The most obvious thing ever. Like Andy Serkis or... I mean, Max von Sydow. But it's super digitized, so it's hard to say.
Well, the other thing that got
and
me...
And he looks scary. I mean, he looks like scared. Like he's awoken out of a deep sleep and he's sweating. And I noticed the armor, and we'll talk about this in the mm-hmm. the other scene. But I apparently this is, you know, the stuff we've seen that's leaked with the images, apparently it's right on the money. They've done a really poor job of locking this thing down, and honestly, it's making me think I might be a Twitter ghost for a year.
Here's my thoughts. Yeah, I agree with you. There were some of the things that I saw. You're right. Had I'd seen kind of floating around the internet and some of the images and stuff, I thought, well, maybe that stuff was supposed to be out there to whet our appetites. Get
probably.
Excited. I'm sure it was just put out there a little bit for us to get things excited, and I think, you know, they let things spill a little bit. I don't think you can contain all that stuff. It's just not possible.
No, I guess not. Apparently not.
But, yeah, I was going to say that in that moment where they had that desert scene where John Boyega pops up, I got a little jolt of, like, freak, like it scared me.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, oh my gosh, there he is. Yeah. And he's breathing hard and sweating, and I was like, my goodness, something's going on, and then
why is he a stormtrooper?
I don't know what role
do stormtroopers have?
Right, right.
You know, why are they even around still? I mean, mm-hmm. it's been 30 years. I don't know. It's wild. So then that instantly puts some character into this.
Yes.
I love that right now we don't know his name. And again, as we've said 1,000 times, we don't follow spoilers. So if he does have a name, we don't know what it is. And I love it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So then we see the droid. The R2 unit that's on top of that ball.
It's a soccer ball.
Like, yeah.
And I don't know, people are calling it a soccer ball droid or something like that. I don't know.
Wait, I got a bad feeling about this when I saw that. I thought, oh no, I'm getting a pod race vibe.
Well, that's what you've seen in the background. There's some little pod race engines or something he's going by.
And here's the kid part, but I don't know. Yeah, I got a little about that.
But somebody had mentioned online, it's got that jovial sense to it. There's not
it
so
does.
Serious. So which, all of a sudden we got John Boyega popping up. He's excited, he's serious. Something's major's going on. All of a sudden we got another twinge of a different feeling of excitement and kind
balance.
Of a funny. There's a balance there. So that shows me a lot that JJ's looking towards that humor side.
Sure. And then the image after that was that Daisy Ridley?
Yes, Daisy
was
Ridley.
Was it? Okay. Yep. And she was writing a giant brown VHS cassette tape?
No.
What was that?
See, it looks to me like Luke Skywalker's land speeder on its side
bit. Like if it got run over?
Yeah. Bobby Roberts said it looked like a dreamsicle.
Oh, okay. So you've looked at more stuff online than I have.
I've seen a couple other things, folks talking about things.
Those two things did not do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, did you feel the same? I mean,
it gets me excited because there's new characters. I'm excited to see what's going on in the story. Why is he a stormtrooper? Why is she obviously in a panic to get, you know, to speed away for some reason?
Living why is she on a giant library book?
she's into reading, I guess. That's cool.
So literacy is good.
Yeah, I mean, her costume looked good. I think she looked like a
Tatooine
person.
Yeah. Right off the bat, you get the feel that these actors are... They're into it, man, and you can already tell the directing is
there's
a
energy.
Little bit different. There's intense, palpable energy, and then we see the stormtroopers. At first, I didn't make the connection. They were stormtroopers. I thought, are these clone troopers? Like,
you know, I had that feel
episode
too.
Two,
very episode two feeling that
and then that ramp
transport
goes down.
Feel.
Yeah,
the ramp goes down into who knows
and
where
we
don't
see. And the blasters close up. That And honestly, that scene did not feel like a Star Wars movie to me.
No, you're right. It looked
like the Avengers.
I feel like Avengers or like a RoboCop or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Oh, is this not going to have a...
But I mean, it had a very military feel to it.
Extremely, extremely. And I'm thinking, all right, so George Lucas has his foibles, but he knew the feel of Star Wars. Of course, these guys do too. But that part didn't feel like it for me. Are people rumbling about that?
I haven't seen too much stuff on that. I mean, just the idea of the new looking helmets and armor and stuff.
Which I do not. When I saw that picture before, I didn't love that look.
The helmet.
It might be because I'm still attached to the. I mean, even the back when Boyega turns around and there's just that one little black dot. I do not love that helmet. It will probably grow on me. But I think it's just because I'm so attached to the actual Stormtrooper original look. What about you?
Yeah, I think it looks a little high-tech. And I'm surprised that there'd be that kind of brand-new makeover for the Stormtrooper. I mean,
it has been 30 years.
Or is it more of a lower tech that's just cleaned up?
I don't know. I feel like it'd be even more advanced, but who knows? I'm not a designer. Those are the three little scenes. Right. I was embracing, but I wasn't sure. And then we go into my heart is pounding thinking about it. Then we go into amazing knock you on your butt wow moments. You know, and the first is if he's a Sith Lord. The Inquisitor has a red lightsaber too. It gets real dark back to the very opening frame with Boyega. And we see this creepy, it almost reminds me of Voldemort. From the first Harry Potter film, walking through this dead forest, the fog and in the dark lighting, and you know,
it's a winter scene almost.
Yeah, very, very metaphorical, very strong. And then he ignites that lightsaber. Tell me your thoughts on that lightsaber.
I don't know. It looks cool, but I just.
Why does it have the two little flames that pop out?
I don't know. It looks some kind of a cross.
Is that a
hatch or something?
What's the function of that?
I would assume in medieval times it'd have a crossbeam to deflect and to disarm other combatants. You know, it was kind of a defense mechanism.
And you know, it does make, now that you say that, and I'm glad we're talking about this because you're awesome. Hey. But original swords are shaped the way they are because they were shaped to look like a cross. That's why this sword design is the way that it is. So. Maybe that is sort of a hearkening to that sort of design because it looks more like a sword than anything else. I like it, but I mean, let's be honest. Once Darth Maul for the first time has popped up his double bladed red lightsaber, that can't be topped.
That's true. You know, it shocked me a little bit.
I don't really want it to be topped.
But even the blade itself looked a little bit warbly and out of focus, and I don't know if that's finished
thick.
Blade or something.
Right.
I don't know if that, and somebody had mentioned that it seemed like it was full of fury.
Yes.
Online, the Sith fury was palpable there as far as it being ignited.
Was that Ajua? I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name, my friend.
I think so. Yeah. I think it was a good representation of it.
Yeah, it was. And then we have the home run scene.
Yep. The chills. Complete and utter. The score went up. We get the classic Star Wars theme and. There were Millennium Falcon. Oh my gosh, doing circles, doing craziness.
Not avoiding, attacking.
Right. Oh yeah.
And there's TIE fighters. I don't know what to think. I mean, I want to see new stuff. I want to see harkening back to the old stuff. It's very similar to when you watch Rebels. The TIE fighters, it was too quick. I didn't pause it. So they look like they're pretty similar. Maybe these are old ones from the glory days of the Empire.
You know, Dan, I'm getting so excited about this conversation. We forgot the X-Wings.
Oh yeah,
I'm so ramped up even just talking about this. My heart is chasing. Yeah. Oh yeah, the pilots, the cockpit, the flying over the lake there.
It almost looked like one of the commanders from the scene of Hoth that finds Han and Luke.
Yeah, it's actor Oscar Isaac.
That was Oscar Isaac.
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even picture that. I couldn't even tell.
We get three of the four new.
Rebels is on these ships are on the planet and like going through like water or something.
You can tell that folks that we are very excited about this.
Yeah, we're like nuts.
Little
we're like
kids,
overly
yeah.
caffeinated. And it's weird because I like seeing the X-Wing and they look like a little bit different design, but they're so similar. And seeing like, you know, it was pretty brave to not show the original cast. I think. We haven't even talked about the voiceover yet as far as what they say, but we will. I think what I wanted to see, I wanted to just feel like, oh, like, and you know, like when we saw the Jurassic World trailer.
Yes.
That, I think, knocked me into a different direction, a little bit differently. And I know why. I was expecting nothing, and I don't really care. I mean, I care, but not like this. This is Star Wars.
Well, the thing about that,
and the expectations are so high. I mean, I just need to just breathe deep. And don't get me wrong, everybody. I loved it. I'm still like, it's really hard for me. I'm very blessed that I just think on my feet. I think real quick. But this, I'm still like soaking it in, and it was like a minute, barely over a minute long, and I'm still digesting it, which is just kind of surreal. It's just wild.
Yeah, and I kind of think back to, I was like about the recent Jurassic World trailer and the recent Avengers 2 trailer and all that stuff that's really big in this that we have now in pop culture. And I think back that, like, I'm so much more excited for this. And as close as I've been following this franchise for this long with our podcast and everything, I just felt like a breath of air, like, oh, you know, it's here. It's real. We're looking at it right now, and
it's just different than it's just different.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, definitely different feeling.
It's so real. Mm-hmm. So what do you like? I guess I really wanted to see Luke.
I wanted to see Luke.
And maybe they're obviously saving that. Mm-hmm. So I think that part sort of disappointed me a little bit.
Well, I think too. They're kind of saying out front, saying, you know, this, we're going to do different direction, new direction. Here's what it is. Here's what we've been doing. This isn't going to be your dad's Star Wars, and it'll be your brother's Star Wars. This is a brand new Star Wars. And I think that's what difficult for me as a fan, maybe you as a fan, to wrap our minds around. We're sitting here thinking about, like, what's going on? I think even that, I had that feeling even when episode one debuted, and then you saw that Darth Maul fight and this stuff, you're going, what, where, when? And you're just like, your mind is so caught up. I mean, it's all good stuff. But we're just getting this new mix of new characters, and we're just kind of blown away. I think if it would have been Luke, Han, and Leia all over the screen doing their classic, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool, this is really great. They're back in the movie, but I think they're saying, putting their best foot forward, saying, you know, here's the new characters, and here's what they're going to look like, and here's what they're going to be portrayed. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm still trying to unravel the mysteries going on here.
Here's something wild.
Yeah.
I don't know if you looked at this. It shouldn't be a surprise. Today is the most views our website has ever had.
Very cool.
Like, astronomically so.
That's good. That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun. I guess that's shouldn't be a surprise. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out and spreading the word. We're excited to see what you all want to talk about and your thoughts. And maybe we should do our next show where people just talk about the trailer, and we just spend the whole time just talking about that. And
that'd be cool, breaking it down.
It'd be fun. Let's have people on and discuss it and tell us what they think, because
it's big business.
Moses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I mean, what can you say? Let's talk real quickly about what was said with the...
Yeah, the voiceover work. I mean,
the voiceover
work.
It was
very Star Trek feel to me. You know, the newest one, the Into Darkness, had that same kind of vibe. And I even thought about that when I was watching it, thinking, okay, everything was really crisp, very clear. And I'm just, for some reason, I was thinking it was going to be on some VHS tape, some commercial or something that I'm wanting that old feel. But everything looked crisp and clean as far as a picture goes. I mean, the costumes and stuff looked authentic, but it had this kind of Star Trek feel, and I kind of have thought about AJJ and his direction and what he wanted to look and stuff. So when the voiceover came on, I was kind of like, oh, this is similar to that. And I even thought, you know, is this Benedict Cumberbatch? You know,
I
don't know. So, I mean, I don't want to analyze it too much, and I don't want to be like, oh, it was him, because I will do that.
We're Coffee with Kenobi, and we're like, I don't want to analyze. I mean, I feel the same way. I think that's why I'm just so taken aback. I'm overwhelmed. I don't think I've been overwhelmed about Star Wars since I was a kid in 1983 waiting to see Return of the Jedi the first day it came out. Mm-hmm. And it hit me like more than the prequels did. I think it's because we know that we're going to see Luke, we're going to see Han, we're going to see Leia, and we're going to see the Falcon in all its glory. And it appears to have had some upgrades. And I haven't analyzed all the nuances of the ship yet. And like I said, I'm siphoning this in such a way, maybe even too much so. I'm just soaking it in, man, because it's wow. It's the trailer for the new Star Wars movie. Hey, what can you say?
Yeah, well, let's talk about the voiceover really quickly. It's very short.
It's got it. It's a beautiful sound.
Word for word here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, give me a second. So here's what it says.
Yeah, read it to us.
There's been an awakening. Have you felt it? Says the voiceover. The dark side and the light. Now, when I heard that...
Is that it?
For some reason, that's right. It. For what? Some reason, I didn't really think about the dark side. I was like, oh, yeah. When we first got the announcement of the, you know, the title of the movie, The Force Awakens, I didn't even think dark side. I even thought just light side. The Force is awakened through the light side. But it has both. I mean, I don't know. For some reason, I forgot there's two sides. I'm that daft and watching and how awestruck I was in this trailer.
See, I thought I took the dark that side. Okay, we've been debating. We've been debating on our last show about balance.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Right.
They both awaken at the same time, apparently. And maybe that means they're just two major powerhouses that are doing their thing in the galaxy. And we see the new villain. Again, we assume he's Sith, but there's precedence now. You can never let Saber not be a Sith.
Sure.
So, but I'm going to err on the side of he most likely is. If it is a he, it could be a she.
Sure, sure.
I mean, that would be awesome. That would be really awesome,
What a twist. I mean.
I know. That would be cool. It'd be cool. So
I even thought about, too, I think I texted you this, Dan. I just don't want to see anything else now. I don't want to see anything else. I want flash forward to a year from now. And just go to the theater and be like, okay, I'm ready to see this.
Can we? And is that possible? Can we possibly do that?
Well, I'll look into term travel, but I don't think that's available yet. I'll ask Doc Brown. He's not sure yet.
Yeah. Well, I know that Jeff McGee has a DeLorean. Maybe he can loan it
to us.
There you
go. There you go.
Yeah, we're babbling fanboy idiots right now, and
pretty much
that's okay. That's okay. Usually we like to, you know, pace ourselves and just kind of think in different ways, but we're fans, man, and we all are, and we're just like, it's the Force Awakens trailer. What can you say? I mean, we'll watch it a whole bunch more and analyze it, and maybe I'll get a paper bag at some point and breathe into it. And
that's a good idea.
Yeah. But thanks, everyone, for listening. What we're babbling on about it.
I think I've watched it.
I only watched it twice,
8 or 9 literally, times, maybe.
Literally, I first watched it, and then right before I called you.
Yeah, I wanted to watch it with my eyes closed. To watch with your eyes closed.
Seriously?
Just try it. Well, I was trying to listen to the music.
No, it's new.
It is new, but I wasn't sure. It felt so familiar.
It sort of bugs me that we see TIE fighters and X-Wings. Like, part of me doesn't want them to be in there.
I have that same feeling.
Yeah.
That and the
Stormtroopers.
And
I don't want to sound negative. And what?
And the Stormtroopers. I was like, why? They're all been defeated. It's been 30 years. Why are they? Yeah. I agree. I completely agree. But so, maybe that's the whole different aspect that we have. Maybe they've rejuvenated the clones.
I don't know. That's a good question. I needed to talk to you about this.
I know. Well, you were quiet all day. I was like, are you kidding me? This is nuts. So I didn't know what you were doing. But
I was like freaking out, sort of.
Well, go watch it again.
Yeah.
Then watch it the second time, then the third time. That's what I like the best. It's like, I felt so good to be able to sit down and watch it 2, 3, or 4 times and not feel like, oh, everybody's ruining it because they all saw it in theaters. I didn't feel like I was diminishing my fandom by not seeing it in theaters, you know, which Brian Young went and saw it in theaters and he didn't get it, you know, he didn't watch online, which is very cool because he had tickets and the access to it. If we had access to it, I think it'd be very cool, but
yeah.
And I'm staying away from Twitter. I mean, I've seen a couple of things just run by, but I'm not sitting on it because
part of me just wants to only go to.
I think what we should do is talk about that'd be our next topic. Then we can really dig into it, and I think that'd be cool.
All right, man. We'll keep marinating, and I'll talk to you soon.
Go watch it. Go watch it again.
I will.
And then again.
You bet.